Welcome to an exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast. Today, we're bringing you a podcast briefing about the secrets of successful business intelligence. I'm Catherine Marquis, assistant editor. In today's podcast, we're learning the secrets to business intelligence success. For those who are just beginning to implement or expand a BI program, find out more about the best way to structure BI teams and manage business IT communication. For expert insight and answers to our questions, we spoke with Cindy Housen. Cindy Housen is the founder of BIScorecard.com, a website for in-depth product reviews. She has 15 years of business intelligence and management reporting experience and is the author of Successful Business Intelligence, Secrets to Making BI a Killer App, and Business Objects 11, The Complete Reference. Prior to founding BI Scorecard, Housen was a manager at Deloitte & Touche and was a BI standards leader for a Fortune 500 company. She's a faculty member for the Data Warehousing Institute, writes for Intelligent Enterprise, and advises clients on BI strategy and tool selections. What is the ultimate promise of making BI a killer app? And perhaps for those who are new to the term, how do you define killer app?
So, Catherine, I would say that making BI a killer app means that both big and small decisions, any decisions that contribute to the company's performance, are made based on facts and insights from data. So not just gut feel decision making. It's really based on leveraging the data at hand. And then in terms of a killer app, I think that's really any application. It could be BI, could be other applications that help a company reach new heights, whether it's in terms of financial performance, best-in-class customer service, or having the best products on hand when customers need it.
How do organizations know they've succeeded at making BI a killer app, and how can that success be measured or quantified?
So I think the biggest indicator is that all workers, so executives as well as frontline workers, recognize that BI is mission critical. They couldn't do their jobs effectively without business intelligence. And today, really, that recognition is spotty at best in most companies. Usually it's the knowledge workers or the power users who only consider business intelligence mission critical. So that's kind of from a qualitative aspect, and we know from the survey data in the book that most companies only measure their success by these qualitative aspects, so really user perception and executive level perception. But there are some quantitative ways that companies can measure their success. Return on investment, of course, is one of the most preferred ways, and yet very few companies do that, and I think it's because it's so difficult to do. You're trying to come up with a really precise number and precise benefits when really the inputs to calculating those benefits are very imprecise. So I think other things like just measuring how many users you have and how often these users rely on business intelligence to do their daily jobs is another way of measuring success.
Okay, so your newest book is called Successful Business Intelligence, Secrets to Making BI a Killer App. So we're interested in what this language implies. So why are these things secrets? Or in other words, why is making BI a killer app such a challenge for organizations?
So an excellent question. I think there are multiple levels to this word secret. So one secret is that some of the company case studies in this book have been wildly successful with their deployments, but they've never really spoken publicly about their deployments. So Dow Chemical is one. Flight Stats is another company, a very interesting company whose entire business model is really based on taking value out of the data that they collect to improve travelers' experiences. So some of it is secrets from companies that have never spoken before. I think the other aspect is sometimes it's not so much what the secret is, but rather the why and the how. So it's not a well-kept secret that in order to be successful with business intelligence, you have to have a high level of data quality, and from an organizational point of view, you have to have executive-level support. The secret then lies in how to achieve that or how to get the executive level support. So I think, and the final aspect to this is that there are some secrets that I don't think we've really talked about much in the industry or that really has given too much emphasis in terms of best practices. So there are some insights that these customer case studies shared with me that I really think we need to give more attention to in the industry.
Okay, then, so what are some of these secrets that can help organizations overcome their most common challenges? Or what would you say is the biggest secret to creating a successful BI application?
Well, the first secret is just recognizing how important business intelligence is to giving companies a competitive advantage. So really just first off, being creative about what problems can business intelligence solve. And let's be clear, business intelligence is not only for for-profit companies, it's also for nonprofits and agencies, service industries, where really they just need to be able to operate more efficiently. So I think two of the most interesting insights to me was one that I call relevance. And this is really taking the current process of defining requirements where usually the IT professionals will ask the business what they need, and it's flipping it on its head. It's really studying what are workers doing, what information do they need to do their jobs more efficiently, and providing that information to them in a way that's easy, that's accessible, and integrated into their work process. The other aspect is this business IT partnership. And unfortunately, still in many companies, there's a huge disconnect between these two stakeholders. And when there is not a partnership between the business and IT, you really can't be successful with business intelligence. In that case, it's really just a point solution and something that will only have moderate success.
So do you have any guidelines for organizing BI programs or projects for success? Or how should organizations structure the teams working on BI applications?
So the most important thing is, because the partnership between business and IT is so important, anything that can be done organizationally to almost force that partnership is good. So if you are deploying business intelligence on an enterprise-level approach, then staffing the BI Competency Center jointly by technical professionals as well as business users and business subject matter experts is really important. I think other things you can do is making sure that that team, that BI Competency Center team, is really staffed by some top talent is important.
So obviously, as you mentioned, for a BI program to be successful, there must be a clear understanding between business and IT of what each department needs. But getting this dialogue going, we hear, isn't the easiest of tasks. So do you have any insight into how to get the business IT communication started?
Sure. I think a simple thing everyone can do is just periodically have lunch together. And when I recommended that to somebody, they very argumentatively said, well, who should pay for that lunch? Which that's a sad state of affairs. But just simply talking together, even on an informal basis, is a very important starting point. As a next step, looking at opportunities where IT can attend regularly scheduled business meetings. Most business units will have, whether it's a monthly or quarterly staff meeting, and for the IT experts, the BI champions, to go sit in on those meetings and understand what are the business pain points, what are their drivers for success, and how can BI be deployed to support the business is a really good way to start the discussion. Beyond that, using some agile development techniques, so this is one of those things that I would say is a secret in the industry that we really haven't talked about much, and yet that a number of the case studies in the book are using. So with agile development techniques, instead of the business having to write out a long list of requirements, what happens is the team is jointly staffed by business and IT experts, and instead it's more a prototyping and collaborative development environment. And this way it's easier for the business to give feedback and say, well, that's not really what I wanted, or here's how I would change it, and then it would meet my needs. So sometimes it's hard to develop BI applications when you don't really know what's possible, and rapid prototyping is one way for the business to visualize and to give feedback on whether or not the solution is on target.
Well, on another end here, BI has been in the news a lot lately with several recent acquisitions, SAP buying Business Objects and IBM's plans to buy Cognos, for example. So do you see these acquisitions affecting the way people and organizations develop their BI applications?
I think it will affect the way they develop their applications and particularly the way they buy BI tools. I think in the past, BI really was deployed departmentally, and the survey results confirm that. But increasingly, it is being treated as an enterprise application, and that is the good news from all these acquisitions. It's just recognizing in the industry that business intelligence really is that important. But I think the next thing is if any of these vendors become more difficult to do business with, you will see departments and individual business units getting frustrated and still coming up with their own solutions. So that would not be a good thing. I think BI should be treated as an enterprise solution, and I hope that's the way, the direction the industry continues to move in.
So other than reading your book, of course, what are the top three tips or best practices for people who are just getting started with BI?
So even if you're just getting started, make sure that you have a big vision of where you want to take BI in your company. But absolutely start small to learn about the different facets of business intelligence, to understand the challenges, not only from a technical point of view, but also from an organization and political point of view. And pick that one application that could be a big win in terms of the value added to the department or to the company, or perhaps in solving a current pain. And beyond that, then, again, make sure that your project is jointly staffed by IT and business experts, and make sure you get that executive level sponsorship. So maybe for one prototype or one initial application, you won't have executive level sponsorship. But when you have success with that application, make sure then you engage that executive of that business unit or that department to become your champion to engage other business units.
And if people already have a BI application in place but are facing adoption or deployment challenges, what are your top three tips for how they should try to optimize the application?
So in terms of optimizing the application or deployment, follow some of the same best practices as if you were starting out from the beginning. But in order to understand where your challenges are, do a SWOT analysis. So look at your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and threats, and understand why BI has not been the wild success in your company that you want it to be. So some of those weaknesses might be data quality related, might be business IT partnership, might be the BI tools, or whatever. So understand what those weaknesses are, but also recognize your strengths. And then the other thing is don't forget, you can never just stand still. So having success with one application or one business unit, you need to make sure that BI is touching all parts of the organization. And to do that, you need to promote your successes internally.
Well, thank you for your advice and insight, Cindy. For more about business intelligence strategy and applications, check out biscorecard.com or contact Cindy at Cindy Howson, that's CindiHowson, at biscorecard.com. I also want to remind listeners that you can find more business intelligence resources at searchdatamanagement.com. And as always, you can find this podcast and other data management podcasts in our podcast library. And remember to add searchdatamanagement.com RSS feed to your newsreader, subscribe to our email newsletters, and check back frequently for articles about business intelligence, data warehousing, and many other data management topics. Thank you for listening to our podcast today. Signing off, I'm Catherine Marquis.